This is KUT. The 2016 presidential election has been unorthodox, unusual, and hard to understand at times, especially if you have questions about topics that don't include email servers or Billy Bush. So the public radio stations in Texas decided to ask you, the listener, what questions about the state you'd like answered. We collected them and then put the best up for Texans to vote on. All this week, we'll be answering the five questions picked. KUT's Ben Philpott starts the series by answering an oldie but a goodie that deals with why Texans vote the way they do.
Texas is a red state. Ugh, come on, who wrote this? What a stupid cliche of a line.
When it comes to politics, Texas is one of the reddest, most conservative Republican states in this country.
Texas is a heavily conservative red state.
It's no secret, Texas is a red state.
Hey Ben, can you tell me something I don't already know?
Okay, how about why is Texas a red state, and how did it get so red? That's the question posed by Gilda Garcia.
I remember growing up, my parents always talking about Texas being all Democratic, period. So what happened?
Well, it's complicated. Let's start by talking about what happened to voters. Even when Texans voted for Democrats, this was a conservative state. It was still a two-party state, but the parties were conservative Democrat and moderate Democrat. Up until the 1970s, voting for Democrats is just what you did.
A lot of Southerners would be Democrats back then. And so they would inherit the Democratic Party from their parents on down, their grandparents and so on.
That's Len Foster. He grew up a Democrat in Oklahoma, but then he came to Texas in the late 70s, just like hundreds of thousands of others did. The state's economy was booming. Matthew Dowd says the people that came here brought even more conservative ideals with them. Dowd worked on President George W. Bush's 2004 re-election campaign.
People were coming here because they wanted lower taxes, or they were coming here because they didn't like regulations, or they're coming here because they had a greater degree of freedom.
Those people settled in the state's metro areas, people like Len Foster, who moved to Fort Worth.
There were a lot of conservatives where I worked. It was a military contractor. I got to listening to what they were saying and seeing what the Democratic Party was doing. And I decided that they were right and the Democrat Party was wrong.
Okay, so more conservatives were moving to Texas, but like Foster, many were still Democrats. Changing that took encouragement or discouragement from the parties. Matthew Dowd says that began with the parties moving away from the middle.
The brands of the two political parties, the way they became and the way they moved to the outer edges, the Democratic brand becoming more liberal or progressive, the Republican brand becoming more conservative.
For our former Democrat, Len Foster, it was his perception that Democrats were giving away tax dollars to help others.
Well, certainly one of the big things was the welfare state. I certainly, as a college student, had a lot of sympathy for people and things like that. But after I later determined that other people were having to pay for that kind of thing, I didn't think it was right.
And here's where the Republican Party jumped in. It used concerns like this to create the idea of the, quote, tax and spend liberal. And for the presidential election, it worked pretty well. Foster, along with most Texans, voted for Ronald Reagan in 1980. But when Republicans used the same attack against Democrats in local races, it didn't work so well. Harvey Kronberg is publisher of a political newsletter called Quorum Report.
When they started running these harsh, negative campaigns against him, it backfired for almost a decade. People would say candidate or state representative X is a tax and spend liberal, but the folks in his district that sat around the coffee shop with him knew that he wasn't a tax and spend liberal, and so it undermined the Republican message.
So that provided a bit of a firewall for Democrats. But as those known lawmakers started to retire, the unknown Democrats running to replace them had a harder time shaking that liberal label. So while the state started voting for Republican presidents in 1980, Republicans didn't lock down all statewide offices until the mid to late 90s and didn't totally control the state legislature until 2003. Now, along the way, there weren't just wins at the ballot box. There were wins in back rooms, meetings convincing business groups that had given money to Democrats for decades to start funding Republican campaigns. And, says Matthew Dowd, meetings with conservative Democrats on the brink of losing their next election.
There was a lot of convincing that Republicans were doing for Democratic office holders saying, you better switch or you're going to get beat. And that happened. They were just basically ran the numbers for him and said, look at how the number, if you want to hold office, you better switch parties.
And switch they did. Probably the most famous one being a West Texas Democrat named Rick Perry. Okay, so Texas is now a red state, but how long will it stay that way? Polls in Texas show GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump leading Democrat Hillary Clinton by just about 3 or 4 points. But there's a lot of evidence that suggests it's not support for Clinton, but dislike of Trump that's causing the close race. Dowd says mix that with a weak Democratic Party and you have a state ready to elect an independent candidate.
So you have Democrats who can't elect somebody statewide, that's disenfranchised. You have independents who don't participate in the two parties, that's disenfranchised. And you have about a third of Republican primary voters who are reasonable, thoughtful, sort of mainstream, who really have no power because of what the party's become. That is a large group of voters that really fundamentally can only be tapped by an independent.
Who will that independent candidate be? What office will they run for? And when will they run? We may be able to start answering those questions after November 8th. Ben Philpott, KUT News.